Realtalk4Radio.com.
Join me, Rebecca Christensen-Mapson, in real time for real topics on Real Talk with Rebecca on 4Radio.com.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
American Hat Company is known throughout the world as the hat preferred by rodeo champions, ranchers, everyday cowboys, cowgirls, and rodeo fans. From the arena to the boardroom, no one does it better. Handmade in Bowie, Texas, American hats are made with tradition in the old-fashioned way. From the finest in felts to the best in straws, there is an American hat for every occasion. The CB Cowgirls are proud to have our ambassadors wearing the number one hat in the world. Thank you, American Hat. Find your own American hat at your favorite retailer. American Hats, handcrafted since 1950.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
This is 4Radio, a media platform used to elevate voices and empower dreams. And I want you all just to sit back and listen to our opening song, because there is nobody else.
I go crazy when
Welcome, welcome to Four Radio, and I am excited to be here today on Sunday. It's been a while, and we have a beautiful guest that is here to speak on why she chooses God no matter what. Rebecca Lawler, how are you, my beautiful friend?
I am good. How are you, Miss Maria? It's been a long time.
It's been a long time, and here we are. You know, we knew there'd come a day where we'd have be back here together on Sunday, because we really definitely need to redefine what church is all about, since we can see what's happening in the world today. So tell us what's been going on with you. And the bigger question that I have for you is, after everything you've been through, everything, why do you continue to choose God? But first, tell us about how you're doing.
Wow, those are some big questions. I'm doing great. Oh, my gosh, so much has happened, like you said. Hasn't so much happened in the world since we last had this show?
Oh, gosh, it's crazy. COVID hit and earthquakes and crazy weather and just crazy things that have been happening. But good things, too. You have good things going on in your life. You know, I want you to share a little bit with the audience, just a real quick snippet of why you are here today as far as your walk, a little bit about your walk, and why, after everything, have you continued to choose God?
Well, I know so much has been going on. Oh, my gosh. What has happened since we had the show last? Well, like you said, we've had COVID, and a lot has been happening, especially in the...
We lost her. We'll get her back in a minute. Okay, so Rebecca, tell us a little bit about yourself, why you have such a calling, and why you continue to choose God. Why?
Oh, my gosh, why? Now, that's a good question. Well, for those of you that know a little bit, don't know a little bit about myself, it's been so long since we've been doing the show, Maria, and oh my gosh, so much has happened. And especially so much has happened to really want to be able to share why I want to continue to serve the Lord and be close to God and try to make things happen even in a world that seems to be falling apart. And so I suppose it is... Can we just, I can't do this right now. Are you there?
Yes.
This is ridiculous.
Don't think
I cannot
so much.
Do this today.
Yeah.
I know. Let's just talk about us. Can you cut all that out? There's nobody else on here, right?
Nope.
I tell you, that is so Satan right now messing with us. I will say that.
It's hard.
You know,
to
when,
talk
you're,
about yourself.
When you're, I know. I hate talking about myself, but there is a lot to talk about, and it has been quite a couple years, and I think like everybody, I mean, we've all been just up against, you know, enormous change and reinventing ourselves and trying to reflect and trying to move forward and see where we are and are we really doing what the Lord wants us to do and, you know, where are we going? You know, like a time of, like you and I were discussing last night, are we going to get real? Like, what are our true feelings?
Yeah.
And, you know,
well, that's what
yeah,
I was going to
right?
bring up. Okay, after everything, you know, people talk about religions and relationships and so on and so forth. And I see so many people that are Christian and they are just all wonderful and in love with the Lord and everything is great, but nothing is ever bad. And I kind of feel like I'm kind of nuts sometimes because me and my relationship with God is way different than everybody else.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of like the book on the Harley, right? In my relationship is just different. And, you know, sometimes right now, especially right now, when things have gotten so hard and we've been working so long to make a difference, you know, in the lives of hurt children, right? And we've been doing this 20 plus years, and, you know, we've seen CEOs of nonprofits come and go, and what has really changed? And so I get really upset with God, and I wonder if everybody else gets upset with him, because we're in a relationship, and the last time I was in a relationship, I wasn't French kissing my man all the time, right? Sometimes you want to smack him across the face, not really, but okay. You know, so my relationship with God is different. And so I wonder what it's like for you, and why do you continue to choose? Why do I continue to choose God? That's where I am right now, because sometimes I'm just really confused on why I'm choosing this.
You know, and I feel the same way, because I know you and I have had some bathroom floor moments, and we have, but, you know, it's one thing when we've had them and we're in our you know, 30s, early 40s, you know, but as we, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's 'cause I think in life, you, like, you know, living life is, the older you get, the more you've seen. And the more challenges you've had, and, you know, you've walked through pain and you've seen, you know, difficulties. I mean, just like COVID passing and going through, and all, you know, I know you have and I have as well. We've lost, you know, some dear close friends. And all of this, you know, can make us somewhat calloused and hard. And, you know, the Bible, you know, be careful about a hardened heart, right? And so I feel like, you know, at times that I do, I mean, I am a little bit hardened, because I've seen pain, I've seen life, I've seen, you know, children abused, I've been, you know, part of my own things that have happened to myself. You know, you look and turn on the news today and you're looking at what's happening in the Ukraine. I mean, you end up, you know, everywhere you turn and everywhere you go, there seems to be some type of tragedy. And, you know, with all that being said, it's easy to have a hardened heart, and it's easy to say, okay, Lord, what are you doing? Like, seriously? You know, like, really? Is this really happening? And I've had that more than any other time of my life, really, right now.
Right now.
You feel the same
right
way?
Now. Yeah, and now, you know, I used to, because we've had people in our lives that have come to us through the Lord, right? And then they totally turn their back on him. And the older I get, I see the reasons why, right? All this new age stuff, which is really the same stuff, just repackaged. But I wonder, you know, what makes people choose to flip the switch off with God, and why haven't we done that yet? I mean, yeah, I've been mad at him, but I can never turn my back completely on him or say that he doesn't exist or that it's something that it's not. So I just wonder why. Is it just devotion to God? What is it that keeps me coming back to him?
I really think that it's, gosh, I don't know, let's pray about that for a second. You know, I think it's just, I have to look at Jesus being in the desert, right? And for 40 days and 40 nights. And I have to go to that, you know, for those of you that don't know me, we I've done some film work, and one of the films that we did was 40 Nights. And 40 Nights was about, you know, Jesus' walk in the desert when he really saw all the stuff that we're talking about. You know, Satan just totally tormented him and tried to get him to turn away from God. I mean, you see it. And I think that happened, you know, so many of Jesus's, the parables in the Bible, and so much of what his story is, gosh, in just, you know, 30 short years. And I'm not going to lose topic of this. I'm going to go back, but I'm going to switch to one other thing right now. It is Palm Sunday. And I'm going to tie this story back in, because it is Palm Sunday. And, you know, Jesus was just so adorned and loved and, you know, walked the city, and he was, you know, a miracle worker, and, you know, their answer to everything. And then in just 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, about 100 hours, you know, he's facing Good Friday, and he's facing, you know, being, you know, beaten and persecuted and spat at, and just horrific, horrific things happened. And, you know, then we all know being hung on a cross. And I think that the truth to all that is that there's the stories, all of those stories are what keep me in his life and watching him and seeing what he did when he was tempted and what he did when he faced persecution and what he did when he faced, you know, just horrible, horrible things, is that he didn't stop. And I think that it's got to be mixed between the Holy Spirit and just have, you know, faith and having that, knowing that this is just a short period of time here. You know, we are here just for such a short period of time. And that even when we're in our darkest hour, that we've got to believe and have faith, because it's a fact. I mean, it says it. I'm working on a project right now, in another part of a business venture that I do. And every time I question something, every time I'm like, oh, this can't be happening, or, oh, this isn't, you know, really, or, oh, whatever, I'm always going back. My attorney and the group of business people that are in my circle are always like, let's look at the facts.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that, you know, if we look at the facts, you know, we have the fact that Christ did die for our sins. We know that he did that. We know that he rose on the third day. We know that he came to preach about love and forgiveness. We know that he spoke about the afterlife. We know that God had, you know, intended for us to have, you know, if it wasn't for the fall, you know, we were supposed to have been, you know, in the perfect, what could be possibly what he would think would be perfect, where there wasn't going to be any pain, and there, you know, there's not going to be cancer, and there's not going to be Putin blowing the Ukraine up, and there's not going to be, you know, just all the turmoil and all of the stuff that we're having. And you know, and for those in times of when we look back and we think about, you know, is this really real? Does the Bible say what is really real? I mean, my gosh, look at what's happening in this world. You know, mm-hmm. It's just becoming more and more biblical. I mean, everything. So for me, I think it's just really going back and looking at the facts and, you know, having, you know, you and I are working on something else right now. I think it's, we're working together on a course in miracles. And I think mm-hmm. that part of me bringing that up is because, you know, we have so many truths if we would just, you know, stop and look at them. Do you know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Do you get that?
Oh, gosh, yes. Yes, in fact, I was going to bring this right back to the Course in Miracles. And, you know, when you really stop and you put yourself in the Christ mentality and how he got through this week and the crucifixion and then 3 days later, if everything that we're learning in A Course in Miracles wasn't true, that wouldn't have been able to happen. And so, but it's hard when we're watching things on TV and we're seeing everything that's going on to really step into that Holy Spirit mindset, that Holy Christ mindset, that none of it is really affecting us, that the kingdom of heaven is upon us if we choose to live as you and I are both learning through this course, right? But
right,
how great
right.
could it be if everybody could live in that state where no one's offended because nothing really touched the person of God? And that's a hard concept
right.
for anyone to accept. But it is the truth, especially if we believe what Satan believe in Christ Jesus. So it's kind of crazy in a way.
I know.
But it still brings me to the fact that why do I still choose this? Why haven't we turned and just, you know, come to the, it's just me doing all this stuff? Is it just because we know the deeper truth? Is it because we're chosen? Is it because we're called? Are we different than other people because of that truth?
I think that, no, I mean, I think that we're all, you know, God made us all in his image. And I do believe that there are times in my life when I have been miraculously picked up and moved forward and almost told what to do, you know?
Mm-hmm.
In other words, keep going. You can't give up. You got to go. We got to make this happen. You know, no matter how hard it seems, no matter how difficult it seems, you know, it's in there, and it's almost like in my heart, there's a voice or a desire to want to keep believing that we have a purpose here, and we're all here to, you know, a purpose to change and make a difference, and a purpose to share, you know, the gospel, because we have to. I mean, we're called to do that so that we can actually, you know, we can actually do what we're supposed to do, which I believe is to lead people to Christ and share the good news. Do you know what I'm saying? To share what
mm-hmm.
Jesus has done. You know, and I think that there is, you know, for me, there's almost that voice inside that keeps me going. But then there's that one voice inside that says, no way.
See?
No way.
Exactly.
Not doing it. Not going there. Let's stop right here, girlfriend.
See?
You know?
And that's the voice.
Oh, I had it. I'm done. I remember when I started the foundation, this is like 30, oh my gosh, I can't believe this, I can say this 30 years ago, okay? Which, God, we've been together 30 years, right?
Right.
But
oh my gosh.
I had a group of girlfriends, and we had a great group. We did have a Bible study, and we launched a lot and did a lot of things, but I really had that call to, like, you know, I really felt like it was put on my heart. And I guess as I'm talking, sometimes the answers come to us, because you said, was it a calling? Like, what was it? What was it? What is it that keeps us going, right?
Mm-hmm.
What is it that, like, propels us on to keep it, even when we're just, like, even when we're, like, 50-something?
Yeah.
And we've been stopped, like, how many times has the door, I can't even tell you how many times the door slammed in my face.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You know, how many times has that door slammed in my face?
You know? And we still come back.
But to keep going. I know. So maybe it is a calling. Maybe it is a, you know,
so
the Holy Spirit.
Do we choose him? Do we choose God, or does God choose us?
That's a good question.
Okay.
That's a good question.
And that's a good question for next week.
Yes, a good question for next week.
Next week, I'd say
yes.
Okay, so we're going to talk next week about, you know, God choose us. When did we know that we were chosen? Because there was a time, Rebecca, that you did know that, wow, we're chosen to do this, and we have to either continue choosing this or get off the boat. So
that's
how do you like being back on Sunday?
I love it. I miss my Sundays. What a good Sunday to come back. Palm Sunday, right?
A Palm Sunday. So we'll keep it short and sweet and not worry about it. And it's just our time to come together.
Right.
And this is what church is about. This is what fellowship is about. This is why we have been chosen. So we would get up and we would do this on Sundays. Because that's your calling, my dear.
Yeah. Okay, that's right. That's the calling. And in that, let's just say we're very grateful, right, for the Holy Spirit in our lives and His God's love.
It's gonna go off live, but I want to continue going. Hold on. Okay. I want you to close us out in prayer. Hold on. And go ahead. So if you would close us out in prayer, Rebecca, and we will be back. We are not sure if it's going to be next week. It may be later on during the week. Who knows? We may get a hair and want to come together in fellowship because this is what church is. I don't know what the definition is anymore out there in the world. I just know that there's a lot of confusion when it comes to church. But really, I believe when two or more are gathered in His name, He is here for a three-chord strand. So, Rebecca, pray us out, and we will see everybody next time we're here. Gathered together.
That's great. And yes, it does say that when two or three are gathered that the Lord will be there. And Lord, we just thank you so much for today. Thank you for being in our presence. Thank you for filling our hearts with your love. Thank you for just allowing us to have the Holy Spirit as we do walk here on this earth. Thank you for what you did for us coming up, for what you did for us dying on the cross so that we could have everlasting life with you one day. We just want to lift up a couple of people in prayer. We want to lift up the people of the Ukraine. Lord, please be with them and be just fill their hearts with peace and love. And I would like to lift up those that are in difficult times today, that you will be with them. I want to thank you for this time today. I want to thank you for Maria, and I just want to allow us as we walk this week to recognize that you're walking with us in your love and in your peace and in your light. In Jesus' precious name, amen.